Starting up the wine season, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
It's cold today. I think we lost about 30 degrees in temperature in the last 24 hours, but the next couple days were what we call cane pruning and getting the vineyard ready for bud break.
It's the beginning of March and a cold snap has finally hit the Northwest. At Houston Vineyard near Caldwell, Idaho, owner Greg Alger has the family trimming fruit vines. A little early this year, but necessary due to an above-average warm winter making plants think it's time to grow.
It's been awful warm here recently, so we're a little bit concerned, but it's one of the reasons why we bumped up our date here to see if we can get the plant to kind of shut down a little bit and slow it down just a tad, because we sure don't need bud break too early and then have some first frost issues. You know, usually we have first bud break somewhere around the first, second week in April, depending on sites. Certain sites are a lot warmer than other sites, but here we typically have bud break the first of April, kind of what we look for a rough timeline. And then our harvest dates are usually October, November, the time we get it there.
Alger says the warmer early winter this year is much preferred over the 2016-17 winter, where record cold and snow killed off most of the fruit crop in the valley.
So far, things have been really nice, but I always knock on wood at this time, because here in Idaho, we can have a pretty serious cold snap, and we don't need that right now.
Alger says it's a great time to visit the tasting rooms and discover the good wines Idaho vineyards offer consumers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.